Start the fourth quarter here in Pittsburgh. Mustangs trailing at 26-24 against the Power, but they've got the ball at the Power 20-yard line, looking at a second down and five. That third quarter, we saw one score in that third quarter. That was by the Mustangs. That was it. Turnovers, two for the Power, one for the Mustangs, really dominated the storyline in that quarter. But again, Milwaukee with a chance to take the lead here as it completes to Ely inside the 20. He'll be brought down along the boards at about the 12-yard line. That's enough for a first down, as that'll move the chains. First and 10 for the Mustangs.
And that's your MVP tonight so far. I know Burns has had two touchdowns, but Ely has been terrific coming up with timely clutch catches when the Mustangs have needed to move the chains. Dwayne Ely has been there, and he's been that comfort valve, that safety valve for Gino Gaduli, making his first start with the Mustangs tonight.
Pretty good job by Ernest Smith, the lead block downfield for his teammate, to bring Ely open for a couple of extra yards. So they'll put it at the 13, first and 10. We start this fourth quarter here at the Console Energy Center. Dave DiNatale alongside the GM of the Mustangs, Jason Clark. Nice to have you with us tonight, whether on radio, internet, or streaming on video as well, as we've got motion on both sides. One, two, three, four flags go down.
How many referees does it take to call a false start? And four of them. And see, you look at that play, and Jason Jones, Big Coffee, is looking back at Gino and saying, hey, man, come on. You don't see Jason playing that fullback position. That's not his comfort position, but he's filling in, you know, for the injured Michael Benson. Jason's used to playing tight end up there on the line, and he's been shifting back and forth in this game, so he's got to get those snap counts in his head, and he's got to remember when he's moving off the ball, and that position goes against Jason as moves Milwaukee back now 5 yards.
Barely broke his stance, but it was enough for to justify the whistle. I forget, Ron Wolfley is the TV color commentator, the former NFL player for the Pittsburgh TV station here, showing him all over the Jumbotron. First and 15, pass is caught, as over the middle they will go it over to Ernest Smith. He'll make the catch at the 9-yard line.
Has a good sit-down route that time by Ernest Smith, brings it into the 9, and actually closer to the 8. When the Mustangs get into that Saz's barbecue sauce red zone, now each time in there becomes more and more important and crucial as the clock ticks down 13 minutes here in the second half. And Milwaukee again, Dave, hasn't led since that very first opening possession, 3-0. This gives Milwaukee an opportunity to regain the lead late in the ballgame.
Remember, Saz's barbecue sauce goes great on chicken, ribs, and pork. You're trying on grilling out. Pick up some Saz's barbecue sauce to score a touchdown. Hopefully the Mustangs will right here. From the 8, second down, over the middle, caught, touchdown! Dwayne Ely makes the catch, and the Mustangs, for the first time since the first quarter, have the lead as they go on top 30-26. Gino Gaduli makes a terrific strike to Dwayne Ely.
And, Dave, two things. One, most importantly, no flags.
Yes.
That was
no
great.
No kidding.
And on the second one, the celebration by Dwayne Ely, big Jason Jones came down, and we talked about how big he is, 6'4", 340. He wanted to jump up and give Ely a chest butt. Jason got up in the air, and Ely moved smartly out of the way. Jason came down in the air.
Yeah, that's 5'10", 180 versus 6'4", 340. Smart decision by Dwayne. Extra point coming up here for Lindholm. It is up, and it is good. So with 12:07 to go in the game now, the Mustangs lead it 31-26. We'll step away. You're listening to Mustangs Football on 540 ESPN and ESPNMilwaukee.com.